Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim in the Tshuvas of Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael, Rabbi Kiva Eger. What a big schus. We can learn these Tshuvas together. It should be a schus for Avi Mar and Imi Marasi, Sheyichyu, or a schus for Ryan Ben Rus, and Ava Shalomit Basilana Esther and Malka Rachel Vassar Yehudis and Yigal Meir Ben Gloria. We're holding in Simon Ches now, Siyata Bishmaya. And again, this is, we have the Achiza Ve'ekev, which is a great, yes, Biur Me'aros. Hashayla, so this is written to Rav Avram, Bekila Kadosha Mizrich. We always know Mizrich. Everyone knows that it's a Chassidish town, the Magid Mizrich. But there were other things going on in Mizrich also. Like there was a Rav of Avram who asked Rabbi Akiva Eger a question at the Kol Hadaros. This is one of the most commonly quoted Tshuvas of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Let's say somebody doesn't know if he's doing an Isser or not. He doesn't know if the Maisa he's doing is a Malachas Isser. Do we have to separate him from this Maisa or not? He doesn't know if he's doing an Isser. Need we separate him from this Maisa? Perek Ketzah HaRegel. So he begins with a quote from the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Amar Rabba, Hais Eben Munachas B'cheko V'chulei Le'inyin Shabbos Malachas Machshavos Asra Torah. So the Gemara he's quoting says that if an Eben, Rabba says that if a stone was in somebody's bosom and he didn't realize it was there and he stood up and the stone fell, so as far as Nezik is concerned, as far as damages are concerned, he's chayev if he did damage when he got up. Because as far as damages are concerned, we know that shogeg is kemezid and onus is keratzim. But as far as Shabbos is concerned, it fell, the stone fell from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim or for Amos and Rishus HaRabim. He's putter. Because Melechus Shabbos, Melechus Machshevus as for Torah, and this isn't a Melechus Machshevus. It wasn't a conscious act. And therefore, he's putter. So that's the Gemara. Kashi li, so frekt, Rabbi Akiva Eger, habetesvis b'shabes pelek klal godol, dibur ha-maschel niskavein, v'tamsis divreyem, divin niskavein lachtech tolush, hayne she'a savadu tolush v'ayim achubar, mikri nasa machshavtoi. In Tosis in Maseches Shabbos, they explain there's a chiluk between the Ptur of Misasik and Melechus Shabbos and the Ptur of Misasik B'chol HaTorah. The idea of Misasik means that somebody is unaware of what he's doing. He thinks he's doing one thing and he ends up that he's doing something else. That's Misasik. So there's a difference between the Ptur of Misasik and Melechus Shabbos and the Misasik in Kol HaTorah Kulam. Shebuchol Makoim HaPtur Shal Misasik Udafka Ben Ischalif Lo Isser Beheder. Normally, the Ptur of Misasek is specifically when a person was confused between Isser and Heter. Kagon, for example, because Savar, Shebehemen Zu, Chulinhi, Vishachta Vachutz, Vinimsa Shel Kotchim, He, Hareyu Pater Mishu Misasek. So, normally Misasek is that you have mixed up between Isser and Heter. For example, a person thought that this behemoth is chulin, and he shechted it outside the Beis HaMikdash, and it turns out, lo and behold, that it's really kachim. So he's pater al misasik, because he didn't realize he thought he was doing a maisa heter, and it turns out he's doing a maisa iser. But if mischalif lo iser be iser, but let's say he mixed up two different iserim, for example, he had kavana to shech the behemoth kachim, bachutz, and instead he shechted a different behemoth kachim bachutz. That's what's meant. Nitchalef lo isur b'isur. He meant to do one shechitas kachim bachutz, and he was shechit another animal bachutz. הרי חייב ואין זה בכלל מסעסק. So this person is chayev because it is not included in the realm of misasik. This is not misasik. Why is it not misasik? Because he meant to do a dvar iser. He meant to do a maise iser. Mashen came on Shabbos. Not only if one got mixed up between iser and heter, in other words, he thought that something was detached from the ground and he cut it. And it turns out it was connected to the ground. And with his cutting, he did melechas kaitzer. He's pater al tzmisasek. But even if mischalef lo iser be iser, even if he mixed up two isurim, in other words, he wanted to collect a certain fig which was connected to the tree, and he ended up collecting a different fig, he's also pater. So even mischalef lo iser be iser, he's also pater. Normally in kol tarkula, mischalef lo isur be isur is chayiv. But here in Shabbos, Nischalef lo isul be isul is pater. Why? Mishum de lo nase is machshavta. Because on Shabbos, we require melechas machshavas. And that's a chiddush that we have by melechas machshavas more than we have by other isulim. So yesh lefaneinu chiluk bein Shabbat lebein shara isulim. Tamsis divrayim. אני עכשיו מצטט את לשונו של רבי עקיבא הגא. דמנסקבין לחתך תלוש, היינו שיעשה ודו תלוש, וימחור ומגוינה עשה מחשבתו. What Tosis says essentially is that if one had kavana to cut something that was already detached from the ground, because he thought it was detached from the ground, but it turns out that it was connected to the ground, that's called nasa machshavta. That's called a case where his thought was carried out. Ela de pater mitam asher mikra da shechata baprat lemisasek. So yes, his machshava was done. His machshava was done, but he's pater because it says a shechata baprat lemisasek. He wanted to cut this item. He thought it was talish and it was really mechubar. So he did what he meant to do. But he meant to do a maisa heter, and it turns out it was a maisa iser. So he's pater because it's misasik. Zeo b'chol ha'isurim. And that's by all isurim. V'yim asavar b'hem azuchulim v'aysa kotshim v'shachta b'chutz to patu. That if he thought that this animal was chulin, and it turns out that the animal was kotshim, and he shechted it outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's pater. Because he thought he was doing a maisa heter of chulin, and it turns out that it's a maisa iser of shchitas kachin bachutz. So he's pater. But if he had kavana to cut down this mechuber, and he ended up cutting another different mechuber, in such an instance, he's chayev. If he had kavana to be cut this mechuber, and he ended up cutting a different mechuber, in such an instance where nischalif lo iser v'iser, it's going to be aser, it's going to be chayiv. So, if he had kavana lishchayt behemes kachim zu bachutz, v'shachat behemes kachim acher bachutz, it's chayiv. Avo b'shabbos pater, so nischalif lo iser v'iser, normally is chayiv, but on Shabbos he's pater. D'loy nasem machshavtei, because his machshava wasn't carried out, shelo ratza lachtoch zeh. Because he didn't want to cut this. So by Shabbos, you have a tour of Misasik, even if Mischalik lo iser b'iser. Im ken hacha, dehaya ha'even b'cheiko, v'lo yada mizeh d'chashav, de'eino osek klal melacha, b'lo ta'ama d'melachat machshevet patur, d'lo gara mikasavar shu talush v'nemtza mechuba. So l'fi zeh, Rabbi Kivegra has a kasha. Here, in the case of Haisa Evan Munachatz Becheiko, and he didn't know about this Evan that was sitting in his lap, so he thought he's not doing a malach at all. You don't need to come on to Malachas Machshavas. He's going to be Pater no matter what, because it's no less the Kasavra Shehu Talush V'nimtza Mechubar. This is no less than Kasavra Tushet Talush V'nimtza Mechubar. In other words, in this case, It was mischalef lo iser beheter. He thought when he's standing up, he's not doing an iser. He thought he's doing a maisa heter. And it turns out he's doing a maisa iser. So kumtais that when in Shabbos, he's supposed to be pater. Meets out a regular misasik. You don't have to come on to the special tour of Shabbos. Melechas machshavas asr Torah. Melechas machshavas asr Torah is only adds the additional tour of nischalif iser beiser. When you mixed up one iser with another, that's a special din in Shabbos. That's where you need to come on to melechas machshavas asr Torah, and he didn't intend to do this iser, but in the case of Bava Kama, you don't need to come on to Melechas Machshavas Asur Torah, because you read already Asur Mistam Tzav Misasek to call a Torah Kula. The Logar, because it's no less than Kasavar Shu Talush V'Nimsa Mechuvo. When he thought it was Talush, and he thought he was doing a Maisa Heter, and it emerges that he's really doing a Maisa Isser. In such a case, he's Pater and call a Torah Kula. So he's Pater here also. He thought he was doing a Maisa Heter. He's really doing a Maisa Isser. So Rabbi Kibega's kasha is, why is Tosis have to come on? Why does the Gemara have to come on to Melechas Machshavas Asur Torah? According to Tosis, it's not a din in Shabbos, then in Shabbos Melechas Machshavas Asur Torah. It's din in Kol HaTorah Kula that he's pater over here. That's the kasha. V'after be'emes, gam kein lo nasis machshavto, d'lo rotza klal b'nefilas evin. And it's true that there's also a tour of Melechas Shabbos, because his machshava wasn't accomplished. Because he wasn't intending to be, that this stone should roll away. Nevertheless, you don't need to come onto the idea of Melechas Machshavas. Anyway, he's Aser because of Misasek Be'alma. Not because of the Melechas Machshavas, the special din in Shabbos that he's Pater. But, but it's misasik to call a Torah Kula. So why then does the Gemara here come on to by Shabbos and Lachas Machshavas Asur Torah? We don't have to come on to that at all. You're ready, Pater, because in misasik shall call a Torah Kula vayayin b'mar shah b'mseches Sanhedrin b'daf samach beiz amud beiz t'lehi lo darshinan b'prat l'misasik l'kasav reshu heter v'haya yisr. So, Kivega wants to answer based on the Marisha that it says in Krisus and Daf Yotes Amar Aleph, Chelev v'noisa lefanu, v'ocha echam evdem v'ezimem ocha. Let's say a person has in front of him chelev and nosar, leftover carbon, past the time, and unkosher fat of an animal. And he ate one of them, and he doesn't know which one. He doesn't know which one. Which Aveira for which he's Chayav Achatis was he over? The Yisr Chelev or the Yisr Noser? So the din is that according to Rabbi Lazar, he's Chayav Achatis because Mumanavshach is Chayav Achatis. Sai Mitzad eating the Chelev and Sai Mitzad eating the Noser. He's Chayav Achatis. So that's Rebbe Lazar. Yeshua says, no, he's pater. Because it says, Asher chata bat, shevada lo b'machat. You have to know how you sin. And he doesn't know what a sin is. And the Gemara explains, Rebbe Lazar, hai ba my abed lai. And boy lai prat la misasik. What is Rebbe Lazar going to do with Asher chata bat, shevada lo b'machat. He says, prat la misasik. That it's excluding misasik, that if he didn't mean to do the maisa and he does it, then he's pater. Not that you have to know which avera you are. So the Ma'al Shon Sanhedrin writes that according to Rabbi Yoshua, Dilri lo darshin and ba prat la misasik. According to the Ri, we don't dash in the ba that excludes misasik. He learns from ba ad shivadala b'machata. So he doesn't have a drasha for misasik b'chol haTorah kula. So the chiddush of the Maharshal is that there's no p'tur of misasik according to Rabbi Yehoshua. So the fizeh, the Wikivegel, is metaretz the kasha of that he asked before. Now that we have a shita that doesn't hold of misasik, we shall call it Torah kula, even katsar shu heter v'aya iser. He doesn't hold of such a p'tur. V'chein b'shabes to b'chay gavne da'asek b'chati chazu davi melechus machsheves. The Nasis Machshavta. So it's the Zel B'Zach when it comes to Shabbos. But the Gemara in Bava Kame is Lashitas Rabbi Yehoshua. Yeshua doesn't hold to the Ptur of Misasik, and therefore he had to come on to the Ptur of Meleches Machsheves. So that's why the Gemara had to say, Melanin Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves, as Rotar. You said to me, hey, there's Misasik, she'll call it Torah Kula. Why do you have to come on to the special din of Shabbos? Where on Shabbos is a special din of even Nischalif lo Isser v'Isser, he's still going to be pater. Shabbos is a special din, you don't have to come on to Shabbos. I call it Torah Kula already, you have a p'tur of Misasik. So why do you have to come on to the special p'tur of Shabbos? And here's a case of Nischalif lo Heter v'Isser, Isser v'Heter. He thought he was doing Heter, he ended up doing Isser. So the answer is that this is Shitas Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua doesn't hold as a Ptur of Misasik and call it Torah Kula according to the Maharsha. And since Rabbi Yehoshua doesn't hold as a Ptur of Misasik but call it Torah Kula according to the Maharsha, so it emerges then that we need to come on to a special Ptur of Shabbos. You know why you're going to be Patur in this case? Because Melachas Machsheves Asra Torah. And this is in a Melachas Machsheves when he stood up. But that's why we need to come on to Shabbos, because this is the fear of Yehoshua, that there's no p'tur of misasek b'chol haTorah kula. Aval zeu tamua, but this Maharsha is difficult to digest. Din kain, abaye v'rava, depligi v'nitkaven lachtoch talush, v'chatach mechubar, v'chi azla hakol shelo alibadi l'chita, v'ayin rashi v'kritut, perik sofek ocha, ומתניתים דמשמע דלרי ודור השתרתי דבו קוי על החית ועל הידיע. The reason this is difficult to understand is because in Krisus we paskin like Rabbi Yehoshua that chela ונויסר לפנה ובאוכל אחד מהם ואין יודע איזה מהם אוכל Rabbi Yehoshua פויטר. Yehoshua says you don't have to bring a carpet. So if, and we paskin like Rabbi Yehoshua, and if the Maharsha is right, that according that Rabbi Yehoshua doesn't hold that such thing as a p'tur misasek, so l'dina, we don't have a p'tur of misasek. And the whole machlekes of Abaye and Rovo, what the gather of misasek is, if you're miskavin lachtoch es atolosh v'chotech es hamachuber, that Rovo says pater because you're misasek, and Abaye says chayav because you're miskavin to achaticha be'alma. And there's no p'tur of misasik according to Bala, and it's coming like bias atalish, v'chotach esamachuber. So he holds that you have to do a different maisa than you're intending to do. But if you intended to do the same that maisa of cutting, and you ended up cutting a machuber, according to Bala Yerchayv. So they're arguing what the gather of misasik is. So their whole argument arguing about what misasik is lo aliba dehilchosa, because there is no such thing as misasik. Yes, there's a special din by Shabbos of melechos machshavos, but the Gemara says they're arguing about what misasik is. So if they're arguing about what misasik is, they're arguing shelo aliba dehilchosa, because there is no such thing as misasik. It's only melechos machshavos asur Torah. There's no such thing as misasik. Could it be that Abai and Rav are arguing shelo aliba dehilchosa? So he writes, "Ozel tamua, and can Abai v'Rav the pligi v'niskavin nachtoch tal shvachatach mechuber?" But this is difficult to understand, because if so, Abai and Rav who argue when somebody had kavanah to be choytech with something talish, and he ended up cutting something mechuber, that Rav says he's potter, and Abai says he's chayiv. Is this shelo aliba dehilchosa? But they're arguing what misasik is. There is no such thing as misasik. And therefore it's pashat to Rabbi Kivega that even according to Rabbi Yeshua, we have a p'tur of misasik. Just according to Rabbi Yeshua, who darshins, but shivada mamachata, you learn two from that pasuk. And that's what he writes from Rashi. He learns two things from that pasuk. Number one, the p'tur of misasek, and number two, achi avada b'mechata. You have to know what sin you did in order to be chayv achatis, and also that if you're misasek, you're pater. Ve'en b'rashi klisus pelik safek ochel b'masnisin demashma devari the darish tarti deba koy alachet v'ala yediya. It's mashma like that in Rashi. So it emerges then that even Rabbi Yehoshua says there's such a thing as misasik. He holds there's such a thing as misasik, and from there he learns an additional thing that you have to know what you sin with. But there's also a p'tur of misasik. And if so, this is not like the Ma'al Shah. Because the Maharsha says Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of misasik. No, the answer is Rabbi Yeshua does hold of misasik. Never Rav and Abai are arguing aliba dehilchosa. And he learns from both things. He learns the p'tur of misasik, and he also learns the p'tur of achi avada l'chayev t'nehayusim. But now we're still stuck with our kasha from Bava Kama. Now we have the p'tur of misasik. Why did Gemara Bava Kama have to come on to Shabbos? The Gemara in Bava Kama could have just gone more pashut and just said that we're talking not about Shabbos, that we're talking about the regular p'tur of misasik. The reason you're patur is not because melechos machshavos says for Torah, but because the Torah says that only misasik is asur. The Torah says that only if you had machshavah it's asur, and not if you don't have machshavah. So why do you have to come on to machshavah? Just say you're patur al misasik. V'nirli davar chadash. D'mad ma'atina me'asher chata b'prat l'misasik lo d'misasik l'nasis avera kla. El d'mikir avera b'shoigik. Hashem came when it comes to Shabbos, if it's not a melechas machshavos, so when it comes to Shabbos, then it's mamish going to be gevaldik. When it comes to Shabbos, You're going to be patur legamrei. If it's not a melechus machshavas, you're patur legamrei. When you talk about regular misasik, it's an aveira, you're just patur from a carbon. When you talk about Shabbos, you're going to be patur legamrei if it's not a melechus machshavas. Because in Pashtus, you can learn that misasik is a patur from an aveira. But it's not. Misasik, b'chol ha'tora kula, din aveira b'shogeg. And xeris ha'kosev is aveira b'shogeg, you're patur from a carbon. That's all the shara aveiras. But by Shabbos, we can say that if you're misasik, it's not an aveira at all. Because it's not a melechas machsheves. It's not an aveira. That's why the Gemara brought down melechas machsheves asratara. So he's not even doing an aveira. Because if me time misasik, it would still be an aveira b'shogeg. So that's the Yisod of Rabbi Kiva Egel, and Ish od harbe harbe ma'ale daber morai ra'avotai. So please stay tuned, and Amir Tashem, we will see continuing the philosophy of Teres Hashem. Thank you for listening, Shalom.